Mrs. Kwan, did your parents join any families, Chinese family associations?
Yes, the Long Family Association. Well, that's why you don't hear much about the Orientals, the Chinese especially, being on welfare as other nationalities. Because of this association, we usually meet together every now and then, especially on holiday occasions, Chinese New Year time, which is similar to the Westerners' Christmas time, to exchange gifts and at the same time acknowledge peoples who have gone on, passed on, or otherwise, and donations and whatnot to take care of the future, especially the elders.
Did your parents participate in family association activities?
Yes, they did, and every occasion, a donation, and then take part in whatever they're doing, especially a feast, and so forth.
Besides banquets, what other kinds of activities did the associations have?
Oh, they pay respects to the deceased on Memorial Day, as Westerners do, and festivities of the May festival, similar to Westerners, but it's usually a season for planting vegetables and fruits and trees at that time, and then another occasion of the harvesting season. We get together and have a feast on whatever they have harvested.
What were the dues?
The dues were usually whatever one can afford. The ones that do not have very much to pay in monies, or they might pay in with them as a volunteer help in preparation of for the feast, or bring whatever they have produced in their gardens or their farms, or whatever they can supply.
What did your parents do? Did they make donations, or did they bring in donations of other kinds? And
my parents, they did both. Donated in cash and also in vegetations and things that were grown in the garden.
Your parents had a garden in the
in
the back of their house? Or?
Yes, at the side of the house where it was a vacant lot. And my father, he cultivated there very richly. As those days, it was horse and wagon days, so there was plenty of fertilizer for the soil, which made things grow plentiful and beautiful.
What kinds of vegetables would he donate to the family associations?
Mostly the seasonal vegetables, similar to Westerners, cucumbers, squashes, and greenery.
Were there Chinese vegetables too?
Mostly.
Like what?
And what they call, similar to Westerners, spinach, parsley.
Can you give me the Chinese names for these vegetables?
Such as bok choy, galang choy, dill choy, buddy, gu gua, sing gua, gulo gua, buddy, dong gua.
How much vegetables would he donate in a year, for example, to the family associations?
Several bushels.
Several bushels. And roughly how much cash would he donate to the associations within a year?
Well, the laundry business, being all done by hand, brings in but little cash, and so my father donated as best as I could remember $5 a year.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents join any district associations too?
Yes, the districts of where we came from, or he came from, in China, the village, to send back to take care of the elders and relations, if any, for their monetary expenses.
What was the name of the district association?
Toisan.
Did you join family, continue active in family association activities after your parents passed on?
No, we don't participate in that so much as due to the communist rulings and the world at that, in those parts, no inter-exchange and no trade, and so we could not do anything about it. And being born here in America, we are living to the American standards of living and doing the best we can, especially during those times of the Great Depression and World War I.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't had any further contacts with family associations since your parents passed on?
True.
Okay. Which were the most important families in Los Angeles back in the 20s, 30s, 40s?
They were the Wongs, the Lees, and the Chans.
And why do you say the Wongs, Lees, and Chans?
Because those are the only ones that I know acquainted with the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you consider them to be the most important families in Los Angeles?
Because that's all I hear about.
Do you think the Wongs, Lees, and Chans were any more wealthy or more powerful or socially, you know, had more status than any of the other families at all? Was that involved in that? Or just that your contacts were with these three families more than others?
That's simply because we were in contact with these families, that we more or less look out for each other during those World War I and World War II days. We have to make the best and the most to handle our problems.
Mm-hmm. Which individuals do you consider to be prominent Chinese in LA before the war?
The most prominent ones were the people who were active in the produce market on contact with the farmers who bring the fresh produce. They were Wongs that I could remember.
Okay. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
Most of the Chinese were engaged in that time in farming, and family household work as a houseman, homemaker, doing the jobs of like wives of those days, so the wife could just stay and take care of their children and manage the family affairs.
Mm-hmm. Were any of these jobs all Chinese or all non-Chinese? Or?
They were mostly Chinese doing this kind of work, because the Americans always spoke highly of the Chinese being the best, honest, and thorough in whatever they're doing or appointed to do.
Did most Chinese live near other Chinese before World War II?
Yes, we did live close by to each other. So in case of emergency or any assistance is required, we're there.
So do you think the Chinese would have moved if the neighborhood changed in order to remain together?
We would have if the racial restrictions were not so strict.
Mm-hmm. What did people do with money that they saved? Was it saved in, you know, coffee cans under the bed, or was gambled away, or sent to China, or spent, you know, on bogies, luxuries?
The people, Chinese people of those days, lived more from hand to mouth. So they really didn't have much to save, much money to save. They do, they usually put it in the bank so it could earn interest. And then for future use.
Did your parents save in the banks?
Yes, they did.
What about the fact, what about their English? Did that present a problem for some people, as far as use of banks? They
No.
didn't know English very well. You know, wouldn't they be hesitant to deposit their money in the bank?
No, those days the bankers were very thoughtful, considered, understanding that foreigners don't know English as fluent as they do, so they were very helpful, especially. That time was the Bank of Italy, operated by Italians. They were very considerate, you know, as they were foreigners themselves.
Did your father use the Bank of Italy?
Yes, he did.
Where was the Bank of Italy?
It was located on Civic Center and Main Street.
Did many Chinese use the Bank of Italy, do you think?
Yes, they did, because it was close to Chinatown.
Uh-huh. And you think that because they were a foreign bank, too, they catered better to the Chinese, too?
Yes, and other foreigners, too, because when I was in the bank, I noticed there were other foreigners besides myself.
Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China? For example, supporting the revolution in 1911?
No, I don't, because heard about Chinese politics so much that, and being an American citizen, naturally I want to keep peace throughout the world, so I never took part or listened or learned any of the other foreign aspects of the politics, but only United States American politics.
Mm-hmm. How would Chinese here be involved in U.S. politics?
Most of them consider politics which benefit the Far East and it's business and people's, they would consider taking part in.
Mm-hmm. Did you vote?
I vote as an American citizen for Americans.
Uh-huh. When did you begin voting?
When I was of age. 21.
Did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China? For example, sending money back to support family or going back to visit or whatever?
Yes, the families who are from big families and prominent with many relations do send monies back to help them, as they do need monies for the children's education and necessities.
Mm-hmm. Was there support in any other way besides financial? Feelings of obligation in any other way besides financial?
Yes, there are feelings of obligations due to the times probably when they left China to come over here and visit or to study, and then most of the relations there pool their resources together to send this person or persons over. That cost them their whatever savings they have had in China there.
So you think then that that person who was sent over was responsible or taking care of the family in China, more in the sense other than financial, but in really in the sense of taking care of them and being responsible for the family.
Yes, that's true, because we have been taught to respect our elders and honor our parents and to return whatever great sacrifices they have made for us. And it is instilled in the Chinese cultural that we require our attention and remembrances.
Were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected by the Depression?
Yes, the Depression did affect the Orientals a great deal.
In what ways?
In the way of employment and scarcity of Oriental goods, necessities that are required in cooking and working tools.
Okay, were there Chinese who were starving or finding it hard to make ends meet too because of lack of jobs and whatever? Do you remember cases of that?
Well, with the Chinese in America here, where we managed to make useful of everything, we managed to keep from starving. And so we had plenty among us. No, if not, we eat less, that's all.
What do you mean by make use of everything?
We make use of whatever extra foods, clothing, by remaking, recycling as it is known today.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the Chinese on the whole had an easier time during the Depression than some other minorities or some other peoples here?
I think so, because Look at the many millions of people in China. They're surviving due to the common sense of recycling and helping each other.
So would you consider that the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
The Chinese have done very well. I wouldn't say worse or better. Culturally, this helped them to be at peace and happy.
Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in the way of doing business, or have you ever heard anybody else make such comparisons?
I have not heard the comparison of Chinese and Jewish in business dealings. Only that they're similar, and making the most and the best of everything.
Have you heard that from Chinese, or heard that from Jews?
I heard it from both nationalities. While in America, naturally it'd be the Jews.
Mm-hmm. But you have heard Chinese?
Yes, I have heard a few.
Chinese in here in the States have made that comparison?
Yes.
Did most Chinese men go back to China to get married before World War II?
Few did. Many of them probably because they had already served in the service, so they became American citizens, and they could bring their or get married to a woman in China to bring her over. Had that wonderful privilege, and many happy marriages have survived, and the outcome of all that, though it's a non-pleasant World War II. Mm-hmm.
Did many marry American-born Chinese? Many men marry American-born Chinese?
Yes, many have been married to American-born girls over here and are very happy and have large, happy families too.
Mm-hmm. How about most of the men in your generation, junior, did they return to China to get married, or did they marry American-born?
The men of my generation, some went to China to marry, but most of them married here in America, and to American-born.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think some of the men returned to China to get married?
They wanted to keep up with their Chinese culture and respect to their honor, their parents at the same time, by returning to their homeland to marry the woman that their parents and relatives have chosen for him to marry, so that they'd be well known to each other, and also the woman from the nearby village, so they have more relatives and in-laws to visit with, being close to the next village.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, when he brings her back to America, and at the same instinct another home in America, so there'll be more traveling and visiting with relatives and in-laws.
Mm-hmm. Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage before the war?
Yes, there were intermarriages of different nationalities, but only certain states permitted that. So they had to go to that particular state to get married or carry on, live as common law marriage.
Mm-hmm. How did Chinese view interracial marriage back in those days?
The Chinese were not very happy about it, especially though the Westerner, the American, was not happy at all. So it made it very unpleasant for the couple. But some have survived it happily with large families, and their families are very happy that they have a Chinese ancestral background, at least.
Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons?
Yes, the Chinese are just like the Britishers and old established American families. Sons first. If they don't have one son, they get mad again to be sure of having sons.
But I mean, we're talking about the American-born Chinese. Do you think they felt the same importance in having sons?
The American-born is the same throughout the days of their father and grandfather's days to carry on the name.
Mm-hmm. So did any of your brothers and sisters feel the need to have sons or felt the importance of having sons?
My brothers are much younger than I am. They're more thoroughly westernized, Americanized than I am. And so they don't think that way. So either way, a son or a daughter is equally as welcomed.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that your brothers are more Americanized than you are?
As I have said, they're younger than I am, much younger than I am. So through their life, activities, social, and work, they've learned much more than I have learned.
Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn Chinese?
Well, Chinese, being a very difficult language and one of the oldest in the world, they are more or less encouraged to learn and study it and not forget it. While in America, we have American English and its social life to contend with. So the Chinese culture and American culture, we're combining the two as best as we know how.
If you had had children, would you have sent them to Chinese school too?
I think I would, because as I've said before, that they're even teaching Chinese in the colleges now. So the children, in order for them to learn and have a good beginning, should have both.
Mm-hmm.
The second major issue is the underlying paragraph, underlying element of the paragraph is easement by implied reservation. As far as the policy is concerned, he would argue that he has an easement by implied reservation as far as the sewer line.